Hi, everybody. I'm Len Wells. It's time now for the news from the Steve Thompson Country Financial News Desk. Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in West Salem. The Fairfield Community High School 2018 graduation ceremony has been set for this Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m., in the Fairfield High School gym. Fairfield High School band will play Pomp and Circumstance for the graduates' processional and recessional under the direction of Josh Livesay. Superintendent Principal Jill Fulkerson will give the welcome, and Senior Class President Jada Owens will make comments. Elmer McDuffie with the Fairfield American Legion Post number 176 will present the American Legion Award. Superintendent Fulkerson will recognize the honor graduates who maintained a 3.5 or higher grade point average during the school year, as well as announcing the valedictorian and salutatorian. School Board President Chris Miller will present the diplomas to the more than 90 graduating seniors. The honorary ushers for the junior class will be Bria Moreland, the daughter of Jane Moreland and Toby McWilliams, and the late Connor Moreland, Caitlin McCleary, the daughter of Jimmy Joe and Cindy McCleary. But again, the high school graduation this Sunday, 2 p.m. in the FCHS gym. More news after this.
Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics are growing to meet the needs of Hamilton and White Counties. Our two convenient locations at 1112 Oak Street in Carmine and 611 South Marshall Avenue in McLeansboro offer a full range of family care and diagnostics, including x-ray and lab. And because we know your life is busy, we have extended hours and welcome walk-ins. Hamilton Memorial Hospital Family Clinics, the care you need when and where you need it, close to home. For more information, visit us at hmhospital.org.
The Albion Liquor Commission has voted to extend the El Galito Mexican Restaurant liquor license from 10 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. on Friday and Saturday nights. The full Albion City Council will now have to vote on the issue, which could go into effect in July if approved. The Albion City Council also met to talk about motor fuel tax money that could be allocated for street construction on Elm Street. After much discussion and debate, the council voted 4-2 to pass the resolution to utilize $150,000 in motor fuel tax money for the Elm Street project. Darian Levine of Fairfield was recently awarded the Spirit of Life Foundation Scholarship, and she's using the award to study abroad in London this summer. Levine is currently overseas with fellow students from Maryville University at St. Louis, and the group will return June 9th. She's a sophomore studying interior design. While in London, Levine will be studying architecture and interior design, and she'll be spending time in a London-based design firm observing projects and learning various techniques. The group is staying in the Chapters King's Cross, a student housing facility in London. The Spirit of Life Foundation makes awards to Wayne County College students at Frontier Community College and other institutions of higher learning who wish to undertake educational programs away from their home campus. The foundation makes awards of $3,000 per student directly to qualified institutions such as Frontier Community College for support of a specific educational program proposed by the student. To be eligible for the Spirit of Life Scholarship, an applicant must be between the ages of 18 and 24, must be a current or former Wayne County resident who is currently enrolled in a recognized program of higher education. The applicant must plan to enroll in an international or domestic short-term educational program for which support is not readily available. Dr. Tom Lloyd, founder of the Spirit of Life Foundation, has provided scholarship support for Wayne County students since 2001. Lloyd has worked at Penn State University for the past 42 years and has also established a Penn State scholarship for medical students to study abroad. Dr. Lloyd said he believes that it's important to give back to the places that helped him. His current work focuses on the development of active learning programs for clinicians and scientists who wish to conduct clinical and translational science research. The City of Fairfield has created a committee of young professionals called Why Fairfield. Why Fairfield will be a committee of Fairfield citizens from Generation Y asking the simple question, why Fairfield? One of the primary purposes for creating the committee is to open a long-term dialogue with young people that would allow them to exchange ideas, priorities, and issues related to keeping and attracting the younger generation in Fairfield. According to Mayor Brent McGuire, many young people want to stay in Fairfield, and they're prepared to do what it takes to make sure they can. Quote, forming this committee is the first step in doing that, the mayor said. He added, when individual young professionals involve themselves in the process of local government, the collective impact of the future and direction to the City of Fairfield can be huge. Now, those interested in being part of the committee are encouraged to attend a meeting on Tuesday, May 29th, 6 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. If you'd like some more information, call the mayor at 842-3871. 4-H members recently competed for top honors at the Illinois 4-H Horse Speaking Contest held on the campus of the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. The 4-H Horse Speaking Contest helps youth gain self-confidence, courage, and persuasiveness, share ideas with others, and develop the ability to speak in public to inform others about horse-related subjects and the 4-H project. That according to Deborah Hagstrom, U of I Extension Equine Specialist. Youth can compete in formal, extemporaneous, and presentation divisions in the contest in team competition. Josephine Roush and Madigan Maruziak of DuPage County earned first place, and Riley and Remington Taylor of Wayne County earned second place. The senior division winning team was from Mercer County and included Desiree Reed and Vanessa Butcher. More news after this.
When you need funeral arrangements or would like to make pre-need funeral plans, Ingram Funeral Homes are here to assist. I'm manager Sherry Harder. My caring staff and I are here to serve the community with honesty and the dignity you and your loved ones deserve. We'll put on the coffee pot and discuss your needs in a comfortable setting. For an appointment, give us a call at 445-2222 or 456-8888. Encouraging you is our inspiration at Ingram Funeral Homes in Albion, West Salem, and Allendale, an affiliate of Keystone America.
The Fairfield Chamber of Commerce and Retail Merchants are sponsoring the 5th annual Pretty Up Your Porch Contest. This year's theme is patriotic. There will be three categories, back porch, front porch, and stoop. Nominate you or your neighbor for a chance to win chamber bucks. Deadline for nominations is Friday, June 22nd to be nominated. The porch must be located within the city limits of Fairfield. Winners will be announced on Friday, June 29th. There will also be a People's Choice Award. All nominees will have a picture of their porch or stoop on the Fairfield Chamber's Facebook page, and the porch or stoop with the most likes will win the People's Choice Award. You can phone in nominations no later than Friday, June 22nd, 1 p.m. to the Chamber office at 842-6116. The Village of Sisney will be hosting their townwide rummage sale on Saturday, June 2nd. If you'd like to have your name added to the rummage sale list, you can call the Village Hall at 673-2411 or simply stop by Village Hall. There's no charge to have your name added to the list. Friends of the Fairfield Public Library will be conducting a pork burger sale this Saturday, May 19th, on Main Street, right in front of the Wayne County Courthouse. They'll be selling pork burgers for $3 apiece, soft drinks for $1, with serving to begin around 9:45 a.m. All proceeds from the sale will be used by the library for its programs and purchases. The Wayne County Supervisor of Assessments Office has announced that Farmland Assessment Review Committee will be holding a public hearing for the 2019 farmland assessments on May 24th, 9 a.m. in the northwest corner of the Wayne County Courthouse basement. Hydrant flushing continues throughout the city of Fairfield this week. Today, Wednesday, city workers will be flushing all the hydrants in the 3rd Ward. That's every hydrant south of Elm Street between 1st and 7th Street. While they are flushing the water lines, you may notice that your water is temporarily discolored. While flushing occurs, you may experience a dip in water pressure, and it might affect the lead if present in the plumbing in and outside your home. If your water is discolored, it does not mean that it's unsafe to drink. It just means there's a temporary increase in the concentration of iron in the water. And while they're flushing the water lines, they urge you to check for discoloration in your water before doing laundry or similar activities. Crude oil prices closed up yesterday. Local refineries raised their offering 75 cents per barrel today. They're paying $64.50 for a barrel of locally produced crude oil. In local and area deaths, 77-year-old David L. Wolf died Sunday evening at his home in Dahlgren following a battle with cancer. He graduated from West Frankfort High School in 1959, Southern Illinois University Carbondale in 1963 with a bachelor's in chemistry. In 1966, he received his master's in analytical chemistry from the University of Iowa. He taught high school chemistry in Murfreesboro High School in 1965 and 66. In 1966, he began his chemical career. During 30-plus years in the chemical industry, he worked in Illinois, New Hampshire, and Kentucky. Before poor health caused his retirement, he finished his working career at HCTC in Dahlgren. During his life, he was very active in Masonic organizations. He was a 50-year member of the Jefferson Lodge No. 368, where he served as past master for several years. He was a 50-year member of the Scottish Rite Masonic Bodies. He served in Patton Commandery, number 69, Knights Templar, Mount Vernon, a 50-year member of the Order of Eastern Star, Mount Vernon chapter, number 233, where he served several offices. He was a member of the Inod Shriners of Southern Illinois for 48-plus years. He was a member of the Dahlgren Community Chapel, where he served in various capacities. Survivors include his wife, Janice, and three children, John D. Wolf II and wife Jennifer of Alabama, Neil D. Wolf and Holly of Michigan, Moretta Wolf Jones of Delaware, five grandchildren, David, Larissa, and Zachary Wolf of Alabama, Jared and Erica Wolf of Michigan, a sister, Charlotte K. Gillard of Evansville, and nieces and nephews. Per his wishes, after cremation, a celebration of life service will be held this Saturday, May 19th, at the Dahlgren Community Chapel Fellowship Hall. Visitation will be from 9 till 11 a.m. with a service at 11 a.m., and the services will be led by David's uncle, Dr. Harvey Herring, who also married David and Janice in 1965. Masonic graveside services will be held at the Richardson Hill Cemetery at Dahlgren. In lieu of flowers, the family requests that any monetary donations may be made to the Dahlgren Community Chapel or the Richardson Hill Cemetery Association. The Golson Funeral Home of Dahlgren is in charge of the arrangements. 76-year-old Sisney resident Lisetta Sue Cox died May 11th at the Aperian Care Nursing Home in Fairfield. She grew up on her family's farm in Parkersburg, was an active member of the West Salem Moravian Church. Later in life, she returned to school to study nursing through the continuing education program at Frontier Community College in 1977. She graduated from the LPN program and a year later got her registered nursing certificate. As a registered nurse, she worked many years in various nursing homes in Southeast Illinois and also in Indianapolis. In 1995, she married Glenn Cox of Dallas, Texas, and retired to Henderson, North Carolina. She later moved to Sisney, where Glenn died in 2003. Survivors include her sons and grandchildren, Tony Bratch and wife Susie and granddaughter Rachel of Spirit Lake, Idaho, John W. Bratch of Sisney, and Curtis Bratch and wife Tanya and grandchildren Brennan and Callie of St. Charles, Missouri, brothers and sisters Philip and wife Donna Rose of Parkersburg, John Rose of Nacogdoches, Texas, Peggy Clark of North Fort Myers, Florida, and Sherry Rose of Indianapolis, also survived by many generations of nieces and nephews from the Rose and Bratch families. Graveside services for Lisetta Sue Cox will be held at the Moravian Cemetery in West Salem this Friday, May 18th at 11 a.m. Memorials may be made to a homeless shelter or mission of the donor's choice, or funds may be directed to the family, and they will be appropriately turned over to a shelter. The Ingram Funeral Home of West Salem in charge of the arrangements. 72-year-old Carmi resident Martin E. Eddie Weaver died Sunday at Carmi Manor. He was a 63 graduate of Frankton High School in Frankton, Indiana, worked for Wabash Valley Service Company, and later retired from Burnt Prairie Fertilizer. He served in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War, receiving the Bronze Star. Services for Eddie Weaver will be 10:30 Thursday morning at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, with burial in Melrose Cemetery at Carmi. Visitation will be 5 till 8 tonight at the Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Memorials may be made to Carmi Manor and will be accepted at Campbell's in Carmi. Funeral services for 31-year-old Fairfield resident Brian Philip Cotton will be 10 o'clock Thursday morning at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be tonight, 5 until 8 at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. In lieu of flowers, the family requests memorials may be made to the Braxton Cotton Scholarship Fund. Those will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. Graveside services for Edward Allen Ed Clark, 50, formerly of Fairfield, will be 10 o'clock this morning at Maple Hill Cemetery. There will be no visitation. Those attending the service should go directly to the cemetery. Nails Funeral Home of Fairfield is in charge of the arrangements. Funeral services for Robert K. Bob Mercer, 85, of Fairfield, will be 11 o'clock this morning at Johnson and Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery, with full military right to the gravesite. Memorials may be made to the American Cancer Society and will be accepted at Johnson and Vaughn in Fairfield. If you missed any of today's obituaries, click on our website at WFIWradio.com. Our obituary page is updated throughout the day. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Len Wells.
Eubinger's Furniture Company is an interior design center that knows the secret isn't in what you spend, but what you select. How design and style should blend to achieve just the right balance. Displays at Eubinger's give you a new world of ideas. Ideas that will release the personality of your home. Exciting living room, dining room, and bedrooms. The extras that make any room unmistakably your own. Come browse today. You'll get ideas, and they will be beautiful. Only at Eubinger's Furniture Company, where the deals are worth the drive. Highway 50 East, Flora.
Time for a Wednesday check of sports. High school softball from yesterday at the 2A Benton Regional. Fairfield defeats Mount Carmel 7-0. Mules advance to the regional championship game at 11 a.m. Saturday. Their opponent will be Hamilton County. The Foxes defeated Benton 3-1 yesterday. At Lawrenceville, it was Flora over Carlisle 7-5 and Robinson 5, Lawrenceville 4. In Class 1A at Galatia, Galatia Thompsonville defeats Edwards County 4-2. At Red Hill, Oblong over Wayne City 11-0 and Red Hill gets by Weber 6-5. At Hudsonville, Woodlawn over Sisney 13-3. South Central defeats Clay City 14-4. High school tennis from yesterday, Carbondale wins over Fairfield 7-2. Major League Baseball action, Twins over the Cardinals 4-1. Cubs beat Atlanta 3-2 and the Pirates over the White Sox 7-0. Cardinals, meanwhile, have placed Adam Wainwright back on the 10-day disabled list after he struggled with velocity in his last start and said he needed to pause and get it right. In cheerleading, FCHS has announced its football and basketball cheerleading roster for next year. Football cheerleaders include Rhea Adcock, Beth Belangi, Katie DeVoo, Jalen Edwards, Marlies Foster, Lene Grefsu, Riley Hedden, Gracie Hinkle, Lindsay Lane, Chandra Lee, Madison Oliver, Molly Oliver, and Jaylee Vaughn. Basketball squad members are Beth Belangi, Macy Clark, Katie DeVoo, Jalen Edwards, Marlies Foster, Lene Grefsu, Riley Hedden, Lindsay Lane, Madison Oliver, Molly Oliver, Jessica Sims, and Jaylee Vaughn. On the schedule today in high school baseball at the Johnston City 2A Regional, Fairfield takes on Vienna at 4 o'clock. You can hear the game on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. At the Hamilton County 2A Regional at 4:30, West Frankfort takes on Carmi White County. And at 6:30, Harrisburg plays Mount Carmel. At the Woodlawn 1A Regional, Louisville North Clay takes on Weber. At NCOE, Gallatin County takes on Galatia. Major League Baseball, Cardinals are in Minnesota. You can hear the game on WOKZ 105.9 beginning at 11:15 this morning. White Sox take on Pittsburgh, and the Cubs are in Atlanta. That's a Wednesday check of sports. Have a great day. Forecast calling for a 40% chance for showers today with a high 85. Partly cloudy tonight, low 62. 50% chance for showers tomorrow, high 82. Scattered showers 75 on Friday. For Saturday, mostly sunny, high 88. And for Sunday, scattered showers with the high 90. Right now, we've got cloudy skies, 66 at the WFIW studios.